What did I get myself into? Right? If you're a guest here this morning, it's a little bit different morning for us. It's a little different than our typical Sunday morning. And because today we are celebrating baptisms. Yeah, go ahead, give it up. That's good. And for some of you, as we go through this, it might look kind of weird or strange to you. It's not going to be as strange as some of the stuff we just saw, I guarantee that. Did you see that little kid's face when after the dunking three times and he's like, no? It's precious. But I think that if you hang around a while and you have an open heart and mind and soul to what is happening, I think that you'll be able to learn some things. It's going to be informational for you, but it also might be life transformational for you. There might be something here that you pick up that just changes your heart, because many this has happened to. And if you're a Christian here, you are coming into this already having a preconception of what baptism is. If you grew up in a Christian home or had a certain tradition, there are some ideas that you grew up with baptism. And those are the ideas that kind of formulated what baptism is all about. For instance, I was born and raised Catholic, and as a baby, as an infant, I was baptized, and it was because the Catholic Church believed this, that they believed that baptism was essential to your salvation. So therefore, if you weren't baptized, you wouldn't get to heaven, so they baptized babies at an early age so that they could get into heaven, they could be saved. As you're going to find out, we don't hold that thought around here. We tend to slide a different way, and we'll explain that. But that may be the tradition. Or maybe you grew up in a tradition, something like one of the ones that you saw there with baptism by immersion or triple dunking or whatever it is. That last guy that was there, he was a former pro wrestler, and he's got this ministry to a bunch of hardcore people. And so when he baptizes hardcore, and they love it. And you can see him celebrating lives changed that way. I love that too, okay? So today we're doing this, we're talking about it, because baptism is a big deal. Ask Cynthia about that. Is baptism a big deal? Right, that's her right there. Baptism is a big deal. We're participating in one of the historic traditions that's been going on for thousands of years. It's really important. It's found in the New Testament 97 times. It's all throughout the Gospels. And then from the book of Acts, right through the letters that the apostles read and wrote to people, it is declared that this is an important thing. And the whole early church, right for 2,000 years, has been practicing baptism. And I get a lot of questions about baptism. I get questions about, like, what is it, and how do you do it, and is it really that important, and should I be baptized? And we're going to try to answer a bunch of those things this morning. And as we do, we're going to have some pictures of people that have been baptized here at Grace Farmington, just to help us to tell that story. Let me be really clear with my goal here today. My goal here, first of all, is to celebrate these people that are being baptized today, to celebrate with you and say, yay you and yay God. This is a wonderful thing that we're doing. But I also have a secret motive, if you would, a not-so-secret motive, and that is this. I want to talk to you here. If you've placed your faith in Jesus Christ, if you call yourself a follower, if you call yourself a Christian, and you've not been baptized, I hope that some of what we have to say today makes some sense to you, and then maybe you will move forward with your commitment to Jesus and follow through with baptism. My longing is that after you hear about this, you're going to say, okay, I understand, I see it. And then there are some people here that you have no idea about Jesus. Maybe you're here because a friend invited you or a family member invited you. You've not made that commitment to Jesus. You've not really, you might be checking things out, and we welcome you, we love you, and we're so glad that you're here. And you can come with that type of an attitude as long as you want. But perhaps something said today might entice you to be able to give your life to Christ and signify it by going public, is what we call this. We go public with our devotion to Christ. So here, let's just talk about a couple of things. What is baptism? We say this a lot around here. Baptism is an outward sign of something God is doing on the inside. So these people that are being baptized today, they are already having God speaking in their hearts, and they're responding to that. Baptism traditionally has been a ceremonial cleansing that is with water and that symbolizes the forgiveness of our sins. And we'll talk about that a little bit more in just a moment. This word baptism comes from this Greek word, baptizo, and it means to dip or to plunge or to sink or immerse. And that's what's happening with Chase there. You see, Chase, last year we baptized him and he was dipped. He was immersed down into the water. And you can see him coming back up out of the water, fully wet there. And his hair is perfect. Chase, I don't know how you did that, but your hair looks perfect before and after baptism. That's not going to be the case with everybody here. So that's what it means. So baptism is this. It's a ceremonial cleansing by immersion in water that symbolizes what's God doing on the inside of you. He cleanses us of our sins. So, right? It's not the water that takes away our sins. It's God that takes away our sins through the sacrifice of So why do we do it? Why do we do this? Well, first of all, is we do it because Jesus was baptized. There's a guy in the Bible, his name was John the Baptist, and Jesus went to him, and he said, I want to be baptized. And John says, no way, Lord, I'm not worthy of doing that. And he says, this has to happen. And he did it as an example for us. He was identifying with what John was doing there. The second thing is Jesus commanded it. In the book of Acts, just before Jesus left, one of the last things he said to his disciples, he said, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Here you see Sophia, we did this in a pool a few years ago. She was obeying that command. So it's a commandment. So what does baptism mean to a Christian? Well, first of all, I think it means that we belong to Jesus. We're identifying with him. That's why when John the Baptist was baptizing before Jesus came, he was baptizing this idea of repentance. And so people would identify with that and be baptized that way. And then once Jesus came along, they started identifying with Jesus. And Jesus and his disciples were baptized in Jesus' name at that time. That's, you enter into this relationship. You ever hear that? You have a personal relationship with Jesus. This is not found in the Bible, those words there. But it's true that you identify with him and you take him on and his whole being. In other words, you're saying this, I am yours, Lord, through this idea of baptism. Joe Anazi up here, he did that last year. Where are you, Joe? Where are you? Yeah, you did this last year, right? So you are identifying with Jesus as you made that commitment there and we baptized him. And then it's also obedience. Baptizing them, remember the scripture we said, oh, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded them. And that, what did he command? He commanded to be baptized. And so you see Andrew here. Andrew's being baptized. He was obeying the words of Jesus and following through with that. It's also this idea of washing, where it's not a washing of the body. There's a letter in the Bible that talks about it. It's not that you're dirty and you get clean that way. It's a washing, a symbolic washing of the sins in your life, and you become clean. In fact, there's a psalm in Psalm 51, and it says this. It says, wash away my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Cleanse me and I will be clean. Wash me and I will be whiter than snow. And I want you to look at John Lucas's face here. His face is whiter than snow there. I think he had an encounter with an angel or something as he was coming up out of the baptismal. He's glowing there. So it symbolizes this washing that happens there. Paul, when he had this encounter with Jesus, and he was blinded for days, and he came out of that, and the people that were with him said, hey, you know what you need to do now? You need to get up, be baptized, and wash your sins away, calling on his name. There's Deb Norton having that happen there. And speaking of faces, look at Deb's face here. Look at, she's just so full of joy. I love that. So it's the symbolic washing of our sins so that we're coming up out of the water. And then finally, I think this one's really clear here in the Bible. It talks about resurrection and new life. There's David Tatum, and he's being baptized there. And the Word of God says here in Romans 6, 3 and 4, it says, all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death, and then we were therefore buried with him through baptism into death in order that, leave David in the grave, okay? We didn't leave him drowning in the water. We pulled him up out of the water, and that symbolized resurrection, rising with Christ into new life, and you have a new life. Now, that happens when you receive Jesus as your Savior, when you confess your sins to him, and his Holy Spirit fills you. But we celebrate it or commemorate it with baptism here. And it's a wonderful way to be able to do that. These t-shirts here, they have that Romans 6:4 passage on it because we want to talk about that we have new life in Christ. So the people that are being baptized are wearing these t-shirts here today. As you can see, Amy was wearing that t-shirt when she was baptized. There's another reason we are baptized, and that shows ownership. We're saying, look, as we said before, my life is not my own. And it's not whose name, who's baptizing us, but it's whose name we are being baptized in. Anybody can be the baptizer, but it's whose name we are being baptized in. And there's Chris baptizing his baby girl, Kayla. Not so baby anymore, but baptizing her girl in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, which is Jesus. So the conditions of baptism. First thing is this repentance idea. Repentance means you understand that you've sinned and you turn away from that. It's a change of heart, a thoughtful change of mind, and it leads to a change of behavior. Savannah is nailing her name up to the cross, signifying that she's had a change in heart there. And then there's this confession that happens. And the Bible says that if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that he is God, then, and you believe that he raised you from the dead, that he was raised from the dead, then you will be saved. So it's this idea of saying that out loud. As these people come forward, one of the pastors or one of the people that is the elders or deacons that are going to be baptizing them is going to ask them that. Have you confessed that Jesus is your Lord? Have you confessed your sins and you'll be repentant? And hopefully at that point they'll say, yes, we have. And then it also signifies this. Signifies forgiveness. And what do you need to do for forgiveness? You just need to receive it. So you confess with your mouth, believe in your heart, repent of your sins, and believe that Jesus forgives your sins, as Steve Dean was here. He would believe that with his whole heart. So, in summary here, this is what happens around here. At Grace, we have a tradition to practice what we call, what people call, a believer's baptism by full immersion. By believer's baptism, we mean that it's a person that is of a certain age that can make up their own mind and not have someone make up their mind for them like it happened when I was a kid. So I was baptized as a baby, as an infant, but then when I was an adult and I made this choice on my own, I was baptized again as a believer. And I confessed out loud to people that I was a believer. As Lori did right here. Lori told me that she was so nervous last year, she doesn't hardly remember this, but now you can see, you can remember this. So it's just a beautiful thing to be able to go public with our declaration of our love for Jesus. So around here, it's reserved for those that are old enough to make that decision on their own. And we do practice by full immersion because that's the way historically the disciples did. Jesus was baptized that way. So we go fully under the water. And we're not legalistic here. So if you don't get all of yourself baptized, then we dunk you under again. Like it happened with one of our first people here. He was dunked twice because he didn't get fully wet. I won't say who it was or who baptized him. But I'm not going to do that to you, okay? And if you can't be baptized by immersion, it's not so much the form. It's the motive that we're asking for. It's the change of heart. So we can baptize you if you come up. We can baptize you by pouring water over you, as Lucille did here. Look at her face here after that baptism. That's so cool. That is so cool. So what are we going to do next? I'm going to ask, first of all, those of you that have made the commitment to be baptized, come on over here and stand here on this side right there. And then what we're going to do, we'll ask the band to come up, and they're going to start playing worship music, and we're going to worship. But I am going to ask you to remain seated so that everybody can see what is going on as these that are being baptized come. And then as they come, I want you to be considering what they're doing. Just think about it. And perhaps if you've not been baptized, this, what they're doing may inspire you or something like that. And then they're going to come up. up here, and they're going to write their name on that piece of paper that I talked about and nail it to the cross, signifying, symbolizing that their sins that they just confessed and repented of are nailed to the cross with Jesus, just like Jessica did here. Jessica Clark was doing that right there, and she's nailing her sins to the cross. And then the candidates are going to enter into the tank, and someone is going to ask them if they've made this confession for Jesus and repented of their sins, and they'll say yes, and then we'll put them in the water, and hopefully they will survive this. And those that have more sins, we hold you down longer. So if you see someone, Adrian, take a big breath, buddy. And then we're going to pray for the people. We're going to celebrate. We're going to clap. We're going to cheer. And we're going to see what work God has done in these people's lives. And we're going to worship some more. So, before we continue, I have this question for you, okay? Maybe there's someone here that you're feeling a tug on your heart, and maybe you haven't ever heard what I just said before. You never realized it was a command by Jesus, or you've never been baptized, or perhaps you were baptized like I was as a child, as a kid, and you had no say in the matter, and you would want to be baptized now. You know what? There's room for you in that tank up there. We have t-shirts for you over there. We have scrubs that you can change into. The thing that is required is this, what we just said, that you repent of your sins, that you come to Jesus knowing and expecting new life or resurrection in your life, and that he can change everything because he is in that business. So if that's you, if you would like to be baptized, you can go over and see Sue or Brenda, and they'll hook you up with the t-shirts and get you and talk to you about the process. And in the meantime, all of us here, we're going to